Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News correspondent Catherine Folders. And there's a lot going on when it comes to money in Washington right now. And there's a lot of zeros being tossed around, what, $3.5 trillion in budget. And, of course, that trillion-dollar infrastructure bill as well. Where do you want to start with the latest going on in the Capitol?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of zeros being thrown around. Let's start with the infrastructure bill, because they essentially go hand in hand. Usually we wouldn't hear too much about the budget bill, but we are, given the current progress on the Hill. So first of all, the $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill, that after weeks and weeks of negotiations and some long nights recently, that is scheduled for a vote. It's going to happen here really in the next 20-30 minutes on Capitol Hill in the Senate. So the Senate will pass the infrastructure bill. Total price tag, as we were talking about, $1.1 trillion. Just to remind our listeners what that includes, it's $110 billion for roads and bridges, $39 billion for public transit, and $65 billion to expand broadband internet. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying for the first time in decades, this is really Republicans and Democrats coming together on a package like this. But here's where the budget comes into play. We ask, okay, what's next with infrastructure? Well, it could take weeks for this to reach President Biden's desk. Now, why is this? Because after it is voted out of the Senate, it then goes over to the House. Now, the House is on recess, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she wants to see the Senate pass this much larger package, this budget package, the $3.5 trillion first, before she then brings the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill, to the floor for a vote, because she essentially wants these two things passed in tandem. So this is where it's going to get tricky, because Democrats then will take up debate on the $3.5 trillion budget resolution, and they can pass this on their own. Democrats can, but they can't afford to lose a single vote. So the moderate Democrats will be a challenge here. So we'll have to see how that shakes out over on the Senate side.
And do you think this idea of pushing both forward on both simultaneously, do you think that this tends to muddy the waters, especially for opponents of any of these spending packages?
You know, it could. I think Speaker Pelosi's calculus here is, I want to get as many of Biden's priorities through at the same time as soon as possible. You know, of course, there's the looming threat of the 2022 midterms. For example, Democrats hold a narrow majority in the House right now. It's quite possible that Republicans could take control of the House. So what Pelosi's thinking here is she thinks that that can get through with a narrow margin, at least in the Senate, and then bringing them to the floor at the same time encompasses essentially almost the whole of President Biden's American Families Plan. And I think, so that's one issue here. The other issue is that there are members of Pelosi's party, namely the progressive Democrats, for example, who have issues with the infrastructure bill. And I think in terms of her political calculus, she doesn't want to bring a bill to the floor of the House that is going to fail. But I think she thinks that the votes will be there for her, for members of her party, if both go at the same time. So lots of moving parts here. Look, I think we will wait to hear from Pelosi after this passes the Senate to see if her calculus has changed at all on that. But that's where we stand right now. And remember, the House is on recess. They're on their August recess. So she would have to call all her members back into Washington to start debate and negotiations on the infrastructure package.
And of course, this has all been done. I know we were talking even last week that this, all these debates going on in Washington with the debt ceiling negotiation going on as well. Is there any update as far as where we're at as far as in lifting the debt ceiling?
That's going to be an interesting one to watch, the debt ceiling. There haven't been too many debates on that yet, at least from Congress, but that's going to be a major topic of discussion. as we go into the negotiations of these bills. You'll hear a lot about this, too, when we're talking about the $3.5 trillion budget resolution from Republicans over the coming days who have been adamant about fighting this. And it, a lot of it has to do with the price tag of it and how we're going to pay for this. So that is going to be a big debate and topic as we move into the other package.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen Felders with ABC, for joining us, breaking this all down. Of course, definitely a lot to keep our eye on that we will continue tracking throughout the coming weeks right here on KRDO News Radio.